I am alive. Those words can mean a lot when you live in Lebanon, where bombings are a frequent reality. So a Lebanese-born graduate student, Sandra Hassan, has developed an app that lets users get the message out quickly. Just by clicking once, they can instantly tweet the message, "I am still alive, hashtag Lebanon, hashtag latest bombing," and it will appear in their Twitter feed. Several tweets from the app were posted yesterday after a bombing in Beirut. Sandra Hassan says she developed and published the app as kind of a joke, a sort of dark humor. I reached her via Skype in Paris Friday, and I asked her when it changed into something more sincere and sober.
The idea behind the app was something that I had been thinking about for a while. But when I heard the news about the last explosion that happened in Lebanon, I was very frustrated. And my way to express that frustration was to publish this app in the version that is in now, especially with the predefined hashtags, as kind of a statement against what was happening, a statement of discontent, if you will.
I assume that it was your own experience of living through bombings in Beirut that inspired this app?
Well, yeah, especially the month of January, we had more than one bombing, and it's quite stressful trying to get in touch with your loved ones, your family and friends, to see if they're all right, especially being in Paris right now and not being back home. And usually there's a lot of traffic on the mobile phone networks, so calls can't get through either. So I thought that using the internet might be a better way to get in touch.
So can you explain how it works? And this is only for people who are on Twitter, right? And whose friends and families are also on Twitter.
The version online right now only connects to Twitter, but there are updates that will use other social media or even be independent of social media that I'll publish soon. And the idea is that you can open the app and immediately with just one click, you can have a pre-configured message sent out to your timeline to reassure people who want to make sure you're okay.
So it sounds like you're getting good response to the app. Is this something that is surprising you?
Initially, it was quite surprising to see all of the attention that was directed towards the application. And it's maybe a little bit frustrating that we, in Lebanon at least, we are living in a situation that makes such an application necessary or useful. But I am hopeful that this application can actually help people, not only in conflict zones, but it can also be used in times of crisis as a result of natural disasters. And I've been getting a lot of requests from people who have seen the application to make it more international, to remove the hashtag Lebanon and make it usable by people from all over the world.
Sandra Hassan, she joined us via Skype from Paris, where she's a graduate student. She has developed an app allowing people to tweet out the message, "I am alive." Thanks so much for talking with us, Sandra.
Thank you very much for having me again.